This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Wednesday, January the 22nd of 2025. I am Chad Holmes, live from our 98.9 WXEO studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is a winter Wednesday morning. It's warmer than it's been the last couple of days, but got some overcast skies, some light snow flying. Temperature up a degree. We're up to 7 degrees above zero. The wind chill is also up a degree. It's now a wind chill of 6 degrees below zero. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the program. Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, again, we're going to get an opportunity. We're going to fill up the studio this morning. We are going to have 5 students from Wausau West High School who are directors. Well, they're going to be directors this weekend. The Wausau West Theater is presenting an evening of one-act plays on Friday at 7 p.m., on Saturday at 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. And one-act plays will be directed by students. And at least one of the shows is being written by a student. We'll have to find out if that's if I'm correct on that or not when we talk to the 5 student directors coming up at 9:34 this morning. So, again, we'll find out about this great opportunity. In fact, I did a little bit of acting back when I was younger, and I had never thought about doing it. It was something that never crossed my mind as I was going through high school. Then I went to college, started off at the University of Wisconsin, Marathon County, had some friends who were involved in theater. I was not involved in it. I would go and see the shows. And then in our second year at UWMC, a couple of my best friends formed an independent theater group, and they had written their own shows. They each wrote one-act plays. And in order to have those produced, they formed the student group. And they needed some guys to try out in order to make sure the plays could be done. So they kind of lassoed me into it. And it turned into a wonderful experience, a whole lot of fun. Got me into it, and I did a number of other productions over the next few years. But it was so much fun to have that kind of control within the student group. And I think, like our group, we had a faculty advisor, and these one acts I think are being done under the umbrella of the Wausau West Theater, so I think the Wausau West Theater Department and obviously have some experienced hands in case there's a question or two. But it'd be interesting to talk about what the process has been like. So really looking forward to it, because I remember what it was like to be in the rehearsal halls where it's, you know, was not one of the faculty directors. It was actually one of us being the director. It wasn't me. I never directed, but it was so much, it was very different, and it was really a lot of fun. So we'll talk about the Wausau West Theater and their one acts coming up this weekend with those 5 student directors coming up at 9:34. And again, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday, just $10 general admission seating at the Wausau West High School Auditorium. And if you are a student at Wausau West or a staff member as well, you get in for free with the ID. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'll have our daily history lesson at the very end of the show. It's been different without Ian this week. I have not had the opportunity to give him the number for the day quiz and always test him. It's always fun sitting on the other side of the glass. Right now, if you're watching on either Facebook.com or YouTube.com on our 98.9 WXEO pages, you'll see me sitting in the producer's booth today. And I've been doing that because I have to basically run the operation here. And it makes for some hairy moments as well, because I'm waiting for the kids to arrive and I got to keep an eye on the door. Normally it's a situation where it's me and Ian, and if somebody's at the door, Ian will go out there and let them in. And the reason it's an issue right now is we have an issue with our door. Our doorknob broke on the front door, so we have to take people to the back. The headaches of live radio. But with Ian, and he'll be back on Friday. Again, if you... wondering where he is. He's gone through the early, the middle, to towards the end of this week. He is down in Orlando, Florida. He received a wonderful Christmas gift from his folks to go down to Disney World, to fly down there. Flew down there on Friday. We'll be returning tomorrow. He'll be back on the show on Friday. And just feel... because the weather, and again, if you listen to the top of the hour news, if you've been following the news, the weather is one of the big headlines. It's amazing. First, we had the issues with the wildfires over the last number of weeks in Los Angeles. And now it's snow on Bourbon Street. It's snow in Texas. It's snow in Florida. It's amazing. I mean, the weather, and it's cold in Orlando. And let me see what it is right now. What is Ian dealing with if he's right now at Disney World? Let me pull it up real fast. Right now, 42 degrees. 42 in Orlando. Again, I just wish it was better. And I know, and I said this in the last hour, Ian Welsh is a guy, and if you ever listen to him on this show, he is a guy that finds the silver lining. Sometimes I'll find the cloud, but he will find the silver lining of what's going on. He will find, if you'll see that glass that has half of it empty, he'll say it's half full. So I know he's down there enjoying it. I know he's having fun. I know that he's going to still come back and say what a wonderful experience it was. But gee whiz, you just want to, you plan this out. The folks made such a wonderful Christmas gift. You want it to be 70 degrees. You want it to be sunshine. You want it to be what it's supposed to be in Florida during the winter. So again, I know that Ian is having a wonderful time down at Disney World, but doggone it, I just wish it was a little warmer. I look at it right now, it says 42 degrees and, expected to be mostly cloudy today in Orlando and 50. So, again, we heard from Brittany Merlot in the first hour. It's ironic, don't you think? She is heading down to Florida herself tomorrow. She won't be with us tomorrow and Friday and then again on Monday. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. But she gets to go down there. It's going to be still chilly on Friday, 54. But then it starts to warm up, and by the end of the weekend, up towards 70 and into the lower 70s by Monday. So, again, the end of her trip will be pretty good for Brittany. So I just wish that Ian had some. I mean, you look at next week, Monday and Tuesday, 72 and 71. He missed by a week. And that's the thing. You plan it out. You buy the tickets. You have to spend the money to fly down there, spend the money to get the accommodation, spend the money to, you know, enjoy the park. And yes, sometimes the weather cooperates and sometimes the weather does not cooperate. But again, we'll hear all about it with Ian coming up when he returns with us on Friday morning. One thing I did notice about Brittany when she came on the video before, you know, the technology dropped her off. She, like I, a little bit under the weather, and I'm feeling much better, but I still have this cough, and it just... It's been Monday was terrible, and again, I almost wish you were tuned in on Monday, but no, I'm glad you were tuned in on Monday. But it was a rough go of it for a so-called professional announcer, and still fighting through it just a little bit. And I know that a lot of folks here in Central Wisconsin are going through that. It's not fun. These are the dog days of winter, because during the month of December, and even late November, back in the days when we actually got snow at that point of the year, you would have Thanksgiving. Then you would have Christmas. Then you would have New Year's. You would have all this activity, all these holidays to sort of take your mind off the fact that it's cold outside. And then it's all over. Then it's like, oh, we're past New Year's. We're into the dog days. Because then you basically have that long trudge towards spring, that long trudge towards Easter. And it just feels like everybody is sort of under the weather around here. And every year, and I think I've talked about this, every year it seems like around Christmas and New Year's, I find myself getting a bit under the weather. And for the most part, knock on wood, my health is usually pretty good. But I don't know if it's in my head or what, but around the holidays, the Christmas and New Year's holidays, I tend to hit a wall and I tend to get a little bit under the weather. Then I get past that and normally everything goes pretty well. And after New Year's this time around, back at it for about a week, felt pretty good. And then on Saturday, I went down to Cedarburg. Had the Central Wisconsin Storm game down in Ozaukee County, back in southeast Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area. I keep knocking around my keyboard here in the studio. And I could feel something coming on my drive home. It's like, oh, I feel something coming. And then by the time I woke up on Sunday, I'd like, oh, I can't even get out of bed. And I basically stayed in bed the entire day on Sunday. And then I got back here on Monday, and I was like, oh, man. Yeah, it was not a great Monday. And then I started feeling better. Tuesday better, Wednesday better. And I'm better. Better than I was. But at the same time, it's still not 100%. And I just see people all over the place. And it's like, you know, you go around, if you go to a supermarket, go everywhere. Right now, right now it's a choice. But I do think that the idea of wearing masks in public is a good idea, just to avoid spreading the germs. And right now, this is a tough time here in this area. So it might be it's a suggestion, not a mandate here from our studio, but might be worth a thought. And when you see what's going on in Washington, when you see public health being pushed aside and facts being pushed aside, it makes one worry just a little bit. But hopefully you're feeling good. Hopefully I'll be feeling 100% by tomorrow, and hopefully things will be turning around, and hopefully it will be spring sooner than later. The dog days of winter. The time is 9:18. Also, looking forward to having Ian back on Friday. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It was a rough week on the hardwood for unbeatens and top-ranked teams. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
We are down to just 6 unbeaten teams remaining in boys basketball in Wisconsin, as 8 squads suffered their first defeat last week, including 4 top-ranked teams. It started on Friday night when Division IV top-ranked and defending state champion Mineral Point played a thriller with Southwestern as the teams went back and forth down the stretch. Everett Dressler buried a 3-pointer with 14 seconds remaining to put Southwestern ahead, and they'd hold on for a 79-77 victory. Saturday saw 3 of the top-ranked teams go down at the La Crosse Center as part of the Midwest Players Classic. Division II No. 1 Mount Horeb led perennial Minnesota powerhouse Caledonia at halftime, only to see things slip away in a 70-59 defeat. Later in the day, in one of the most anticipated games of the event, Breck, Minnesota outlasted D1 No. 1 Wisconsin Lutheran 67-64 in overtime. In a flyaway conference game Saturday afternoon at Laconia High School, the host Spartans took down Division 5 top-ranked Sheboygan Lutheran 73-66 behind 27 points from Cash Farrell and 26 from Ethan Pino. The 6 remaining unbeaten teams in boys basketball are Kettle Moraine, Racine Lutheran, Bondiwell, Partyville, North Crawford, and Royal. Weather wiped out most of Tuesday's schedule, so be sure to pay close attention to reschedules this week. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net. Can you feel it?
Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:24, about 10 minutes away from being joined by a number of Wausau West High School students, members of the theater department, who will be directing, yep, student directors for a night of one acts. They'll be held at Wausau West coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have more on that. And also, we just had the Wisports.net Minute. And don't forget, tomorrow night, massive high school hockey game as the I'm going to come back here in just a moment because the kids are here. I'll be back in 60 seconds to tell you about that in just one moment.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
And I am back. I mentioned earlier that this week is a little bit chaotic. Number one, Ian being away for the early part of the week. Number two, our front door is not working. So, and number three, it's being so cold outside, I'm not going to have our guests stand outside. So if I see them hanging out by the door, I sprint out there, bring them in, and now I'm out of breath. But I was saying before that quick timeout that coming up tomorrow night, high school hockey, and again, a big one. I'll be heading down to the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Stevens Point Panthers. Stevens Point, the only undefeated left in the state of Wisconsin. And Wausau West is on an 8-game winning streak. So a big one tomorrow night. Wausau West 1 game behind Spash in the Wisconsin Valley Conference.
So again, join us tomorrow night. Be an extended pregame show. Get you ready to go. I'll be on the air at 6:35 for the pregame and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. So again, that is Wausau West Hockey taking on the Stevens Point Panthers tomorrow night right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, don't forget tonight, we do have the big high school sports show. We'll be talking plenty of hockey and basketball. I will be joined tonight by Wausau West Hockey Coach B.J. Brandt. Usually Newman Catholic boys basketball coach Jeff Gress is my co-host, but he is also a teacher over at Newman Catholic, and they have some work where he can't just blow it off to come here and be on the radio with me. So I always appreciate the time that Jeff gives us. But tonight he is unavailable. So being the big hockey game tomorrow night, asked Coach Brandt to come and join us, and he said absolutely. So we'll talk about the game against Stevens Point, talk about the Warriors win streak, talk about some other aspects of high school hockey with him. We'll have our student athlete guest as well from DC Everest, their outstanding goaltender, junior Griffin Bunnell. He's helped DC Everest to, I think, a 7-game win streak, so they're playing outstanding hockey as well. So big high school sports show tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up, we have an information update, and then we're going to talk again about other extracurricular activities that's coming up this weekend. One act plays over at Wausau West, and the special aspect is student directors and even student writers. So we're talking to 5 members of the Wausau West High School Theater Department who are directing coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll have that coming up after our information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Time, see what's become of me.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, I forgot to do something during that break, and I'm going to do it right now, in fact. If you are tuned in on YouTube and on Facebook, I'm going to turn the camera around and let you see if I can make this work. Our studio full of folks, there we go. Oh man, this is what Ian always used to do, and I cannot do any of this stuff. I'm gonna do it this way. Oh. All right, people, just listen to us. Coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Wausau West Theater Department is presenting an evening and afternoon of one-act plays on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., on Sunday at 2 p.m., one-acts with student directors and student writers. And very happy to welcome the most people we've had in our studio, 5 different students from Wausau West. And first of all, I would like you each to introduce yourself and basically by play, to let you know who's directing which play. So I'm going to let you start off play number one.
Hi, my name is Odelia Holthusen.
And my name is Milo Holthusen.
And we're the directors of Vultures, which is a student-written show by Nolan Mudler.
Very good. Play number two.
All Hi, and my name is Sophie Motz.
And I'm Emmeline Motz.
And our play is 4AM, written by Jonathan Dorf.
And number three.
Hi, my name is Venus Keene, and my one act is Alice in Wonderland.
Fantastic. Again, very exciting to have each of you with us here this morning. I guess the first question is this the first time that for all of you that you've directed? I guess the easier maybe saying, have any of you directed before?
I'll start. I have directed my sophomore year. I was a co-director with a buddy of mine, Nathan, who was a senior that time. And we both co-directed. So that was my first experience with directing.
And then I directed my freshman year with a senior at the time.
Oh, very good. What is it like to go from being a part of a crew or cast or part of a company to leading as a director? What's the biggest challenge that each of you has found in this process?
I've really loved the transition into like a leadership role, but I think the hardest part for us has probably been casting. It's kind of interesting to be in the position of having to place everybody and see how different characters work together, and then also kind of the experience of having to cast friends and people in the show. So that's definitely the biggest challenge I've faced.
For me, it's personally been a lot of like organization of schedules with everybody, because as students we all live very different lives, and I myself have a job and school to take care of, so it's a lot for me to go and try and figure out when we can all rehearse and then make sure that everybody is getting their lines and their blocking and everything down.
Oh, I think that the biggest struggle I've had is that I've only done makeup for theater for 1 year, and so I haven't been to any of the rehearsals where I have to do any blocking or anything that has to do with actually performing in the show, so I had to learn all of it in like the past month.
Is there any influence from faculty? Are they there for questions, or is this basically each of you controlling it without a net?
Yeah, so we've been really grateful with the administration, and the our advisor Brad Schmicker has kind of just let us do it. I mean, Brad, he's at all the rehearsals, but he kind of just sits back there and gets ready for our play in the spring. It's kind of been really great to just have almost, I would say, full reins of our productions and the production as a whole. And so, I mean, obviously there's certain things we had to ask admin about, but we've kind of been able to do everything we've wanted to do with it.
Let me ask you, because I'm gonna throw a sports metaphor in here. It's sort of like a coach going into a season. You have to have a plan. How much pre-production work was there for each of you? How much time did it take to get ready to start the process with your actors and with your with everybody else involved with it? How much time did it take you guys once you knew that you were going to be directing the show?
Well, me and Milo have made jokes. You know, growing up in theater together, we've made jokes about directing, and it's been really cool to watch that kind of come to life. And then getting to work alongside one of our close friends who wrote the show for us. I think it took us quite a while. You know, we had to make posters and get t-shirts ready and auditions, and we had to print scripts, and Google Forms had to be made. So it took us probably 2 months of just kind of planning. We had to think about set design before the show and everything, so it was quite a long process.
For Emmy and I, we didn't quite have as much prep, because it's already a written show and you guys have done so much for us. But it started in the summer, actually, when I literally was just sitting there reading a script, and I was like, oh, this sounds kind of nice, I think I'd like to do this for 1X this year if I can. And then within like a week of knowing that 1X was there, I had to ask my sister and be like, hey, do you want to do this with me? Because I don't really trust anyone else to, like, lead this with me. And she's like, yeah. And then she's kind of been running a lot of this while I'm at work. She's done a whole lot. But a lot of prep happened within the first, like, week of knowing 1X would happen.
Venus, let me ask you a question, because you're the only one that's a solo here.
Yeah.
And I can throw it out to the duos as well.
has there been any conflict for the duos, and has it been any, is it easier having your own vision? Has there been any maybe difficulties because you don't have a directing partner in this project?
I'm finding it a little bit difficult to manage everything by myself, but I think I'm doing a good job with that. And the other one acts have been super supportive of me and like my vision for my one act. Mm. And I think it's going really, really good being a solo director.
Vision.
Yeah.
When you have two people, could there be a different vision, or has the visions aligned?
So we talk a lot, me and my sister. We talk, I mean, it's every night we'll come home for rehearsal, and the drive home we're talking. And I mean, I'll say, I think we've, for the most part, been aligned pretty well from the start of the show. I mean, kind of having, being able to take it in any direction with Muddler writing it for us, like, I'll definitely say we've been aligned on most stuff, probably more than I was expecting actually going into this. But I think, yeah, I mean, it's a, if there was anyone that I wanted to direct with, it would have been her, just because we can compromise and figure stuff out a lot better.
I think the nice thing about working with Milo and like having a sibling to work with, as already having a strong foundation of having like a close relationship, is that we're not really afraid to tell each other when we think each other's ideas are stupid. Mm-hmm. Like there were times where we're like talking in the car about set design and where we want to get different props and stuff, and one of us will just straight up say, yeah, that's a dumb idea, we're not going to do that, because we're just so comfortable with each other.
What about Sophie and Emmy? What do you, how has the process been with you two and the vision?
Yeah, so it's been pretty good. Like, obviously we get along because we're siblings, but we probably have
I don't know if that's of course, though.
Yeah, yeah. You can't see my face, but it's something.
But we probably had some more conflict. One time we came home for dinner and we got down at the table and me and Sophie were talking about theater, and my mom was just like, no, you can wait until after dinner. This is family time. So I think that a lot of the time we like spend too much time like talking about it when we probably could just be like, okay, one and done. Just talk about the thing that we need to talk about and don't like ramble on. But it's gone pretty well so far, and we do like share ideas back and forth. We try to test things out. Like a couple nights ago, me and Sophie did different makeup looks on each other just to see like what ideas would work, so that we could like pick out like what kind of makeup we're gonna have. So it's been very collaborative, very good.
And that's one of the aspects that probably people don't even think about, is that costuming, makeup, you said blocking, I mean casting. Let me ask you about casting, because obviously that is, I have a friend who I, you know, back and went to school with, and she's part of the group that she was one of the student directors in the first show I ever did. And she found that casting was the most fun, that was really a fun part of it. But at the same time, you're having your, maybe your friends and your colleagues and classmates come out there and audition for you. What was the casting process like?
It was definitely an exciting process. It's very interesting to be behind it. And like, you know, when you're an actor, you're just sitting there like waiting for the cast list to come out. And it's kind of stressful to be on the other end and like have to place everything. But I think the most exciting part for me was, you know, after watching somebody audition and kind of put their heart out in front of you, it was so refreshing to see somebody care so much about the audition, and you know, getting to turn to my brother and say like, wow, that was great. And like getting to see people put so much effort into something that we also care about was so exciting.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say the casting part of it was the most exciting. I mean, that was it was stressful. There was a lot that goes into it, but then it was that sending out the cast list, making the group chat, and kind of getting to see everyone so excited to get to work on something we all care about a lot.
Personally for me, it was a little difficult, and I think that it really came down to the fact that I know pretty much all of these people outside of theater, and so I see these people around, and while it's my job as a director to not show any bias, there's a part of me that feels bad when I go and I cast somebody because I know that they're right in the role, but it's not the one that they wanted. And so it's really hard because I have to put aside my own personal like feelings towards something and go, this is better for my show regardless of our relationship.
Anybody else want to add to that? I remember that there would always be forks in the road. Somebody would, you know, there would be issues. What has been the biggest issue during the process? Because sometimes we had people drop out of the show after being cast. What's been the biggest issue during the process?
So we started Tech Week on Sunday, and we had 2 days of school canceled, meaning we couldn't rehearse for 2 days. So we're trying our best to get this show on the road in 2 rehearsals, so today and tomorrow, and then opening night. And I think that was kind of the most jarring thing that's happened so far. You just like didn't expect that. It wasn't on your radar.
Yeah, and like it was reassuring knowing we were ready, especially starting on that Sunday, and we'd been half teching all week last week. So I mean, that I would agree, like, that is definitely the biggest fork in the road, but we've got an extra rehearsal today on top of the one we already had scheduled. So I'll definitely say we're ready. It was just unfortunate that we lost 2 days at tech.
I also think another thing is, you know, we're so close with these people. I have class with some of these people every single day. They're close friends, and it's kind of hard to stay on track. I mean, it's so fun to get off track and laugh about mistakes and everything, but then having to kind of put your foot down and be like, hey guys, we have to get this done before rehearsal ends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a little difficult.
Yeah, 4 a.m. definitely had some issues because we did not get our scripts for, I think, was it the first 3 practices?
It was like the first 2 weeks of practice.
So we were practicing a little bit, more like just getting people to get to know each other and kind of work together as a group because it was a very collaborative show. But now that we had like 2 days of tech week gone, like we already had 2 weeks that we couldn't practice, so we have missed like a lot of practice, but we're hoping to like have a really good show, and we think that we're going to be able to pull it off. Like, everyone in the show is really good.
Are you able to stick around for a few more minutes, or do you have to get back to school?
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Okay, well, we got to take a 2-minute break. We're going to come back. I got a couple more questions because I want to ask, I think it's Odelia and Milo. Are you the ones working with Nolan?
Yes.
I'm curious, working with the author. That's going to be something that's, I think, a little different as well. So we're going to come back with Sophie, Emmy, Odelia, Milo, and Venus talking about the One Acts at Wausau West Theater coming up on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and then on Sunday at 2 p.m. Student directors from Wausau West. We'll come back in just a moment. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Even got it working on Facebook and YouTube. Got the camera pointed in the right direction so everybody can see it. Yep, there you go. We are joined by 5 members of the Wausau West Theater Department, students Sophie, Emmy, Odelia, Milo, and Venus. Directors of this weekend's One Acts at the Wausau West High School Auditorium, 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, Sunday at 2 p.m., and it is at the auditorium, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And $10 general admission, and get those students and staff out there. They get in for free. That's very, very nice. And again, just very cool to have the students take charge. And I mentioned that also writer, and we've talked to Nolan before, obviously very talented thespian himself, and writer as well. Odelia and Milo, you're working with Nolan on that?
Yeah, so his show Vultures started as a school project for our creative composition class at West, and then we kind of talked to him about wanting to do a very serious show with like kind of mature themes, which his show is. And he offered to let us direct his show, Vultures. He obviously has been doing some tweaking to it since starting, but yeah, so it started as a school project, actually.
Yeah, it's been super cool to work with him and the tweaks that he's been making, you know, sometimes to my chagrin. I mean, I haven't gotten the new script, you know, of the week, but it's been a great opportunity to work with him and kind of take the directing from him. He had asked us to direct it. Like, we had showed him interest in directing, but mm-hmm. he didn't want to have that much control over his show because he thought he would it would just consume his life, and he just wanted it to be perfect. So he's kind of stepped back into the writer role. He's come to rehearsals and called cues and kind of fixed lines, telling actors kind of what he was thinking for their character. But it's been a great opportunity and kind of something like I don't think we would have gotten at a different school or in a different year. So it's been super cool to work with him.
And Venus, you had said that you adapted your show. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I took Lewis Carroll's original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and I adapted it into a school play.
What are the changes? What are the fingerprints of you that's gonna people are gonna see this weekend?
I took the scenes that I most liked, like growing up reading the books and watching all the movies. I took the scenes I liked and thought would be fun for students to perform, and I put it in the play.
Let me ask you about working with the actors, because I think Milo just touched on it, and maybe Sophie and Emmy can jump in on this. How difficult is that aspect of it? Because obviously at the end of rehearsals, part of the process is getting the notes and working with the actors in terms of character. How difficult is that? Because, again, you are students, your classmates as well. Is that hard at times? Is it been maybe easier than you thought? Maybe a little into that process.
I find it to be difficult because, like, notes, everybody gets notes, everybody has to get notes, and I think, or when I give notes, I feel like my friends are in the cast, mm-hmm. and I casted like people like in classes with, and when I say like you need to do like a little bit better, I feel bad about that, but it's just part of being a director. It's just part of being a show.
Just to add on to that, for me personally, notes are really tedious because in our show we have so many different cast members and they all have these different unique personalities that they need to show, that it's so hard to make sure that everybody's doing exactly what they need to do. So it's like during the practice, I'll have to pretty much just write down all the characters and then just write stuff down during their scene, because otherwise I'm just not going to remember everything.
I think for our show, we have a lot more intimate of a show than the other two. We just got a smaller cast and it's a much more mature topic to be working with. The hard part for us is, you know, sometimes line or notes can be a little funny. Like, we have a cast member who always misses one cue and we're always just like making jokes about it. And then sometimes we have to be really serious. And I remember we had to sit down our cast and talk about, you know, how does your character experience grief and how is that going to affect how you speak and carry your body language? And so sometimes you really have to kind of put the hammer down and talk about the more serious stuff of the show.
We got about 90 seconds to go, and I guess I would ask, this experience and the experience of directing, has this made you want to direct more? Has it changed your perspective maybe on acting? Has it changed your perspective on theater as a whole? I know it's kind of a big question, but in our last 100 seconds now, each of you can maybe quickly answer that.
Sure. Yeah. I directed my sophomore year and I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, I don't think I need to ever do this again. Like, I'll just stick, you know, acting or tech or something. But doing this show a little bit more serious, a little bit more involved in the directing as well, I definitely think farther down the line, I would love to direct again. It's been an amazing opportunity.
I've been an actor pretty much the entire time that I've done theater. I've done a little bit of set, but never like for a full show. So being able to see this other end that I've always been so frustrated with because I've worked with a lot of different directors is just like, it's just really cool to like get to understand where they're coming from and to be able to bridge that gap.
I think I'd probably have to audition and take part in a couple more shows as, like, an actor first before I would get into more directing, because, again, like, I had to lean on Sophie a bit because I didn't know too much.
This experience has brought, like, so many new feelings and emotions, and I feel really passionate about directing because I've been doing makeup all 4 years of high school, and that's all I've done except directing my freshman year, and it's just a really good experience.
I think for me, it brought a lot of respect to those who've, like, come before me and directors, and I kind of understand where they're coming from with a lot of things. It can be really stressful to get 6 different texts from people asking about...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.